Well, new research has challenged the idea that the so-called baby blues are caused by pregnancy hormones. The 20-year study shows perinatal depression is often a continuation of mental health problems experienced earlier in life. It's hoped the findings will encourage early detection and treatment, as Stephanie Smale reports.
Depression during and after pregnancy has long been seen as a separate problem to other mental illness.
We've thought about perinatal depression as being something which is really quite unique, that only occurs at this time in life. It's a unique disorder, and it's something to do with the hormonal disturbances that go with pregnancy. There are big changes at that time.
Professor George Patton is from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne. His work challenges that idea. The 20-year study monitored 1,000 young women for mental health problems before they conceived. Professor Patton says they were then checked before they gave birth, 8 weeks after, and around their child's first birthday.
What we found is that 85% of these women who experienced perinatal depression had a history of mental health problems, usually going back to their teen years.
Professor Patton says only 1 in 13 women with no history of mental illness reported perinatal depression. He says the research has major implications for the health of women.
Well, what we've tended to do is to try and identify depression during pregnancy or in the period after childbirth. We've tried to identify it and treat it at that point. What this means is that the opportunity and the window for intervention is that much longer. So we should be thinking about the treatment and prevention of mental health problems and emotional problems in women well before a conception, well before pregnancy, certainly into that period where women are thinking about becoming pregnant, but probably well back into the teen years.
Lisa Knott's best friend suffered depression after the birth of both of her children.
The challenges and the changes of transitioning to parenting and having a new person in the household can be challenging for anyone. But when you're experiencing depression or anxiety at the same time, it's incredibly difficult, not just for the person who's experiencing it, but for everybody in the family.
She now works with the Post and Antenatal Depression Association, a support group for parents.
Around 100,000 parents in Australia are struggling with perinatal anxiety and depression each year. 1 in 10 women and 1 in 10 men experience antenatal depression or depression during pregnancy. And this rises to 1 in 7 women and around 1 in 10 men diagnosed with postnatal depression. And anxiety is even more common.
Lisa Knott agrees early intervention is key to helping both mothers and fathers recover.
Early support and the right treatment helps people recover much earlier. And when people do get help early, it actually can help minimise the chances of depression or anxiety reoccurring.
Professor Patton says recognising mental illness early will help children too.
Children deserve and need the best possible start to life, and the best possible start to life is where one has a healthy maternal infant bond. This research is really saying that if we are wanting to promote that best possible start to life, we need to be thinking about the emotional well-being of mothers well before pregnancy begins.
The research has been published in the medical journal The Lancet.
Stephanie Smale reporting. And if you're suffering from perinatal depression, you can call the Post and Antenatal Depression Association helpline on 1300 726 306.